This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Late Friday, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost filed a friend of the court brief in a Supreme Court case, arguing that federal civil rights laws do not provide LGBTQ employees protection against workplace discrimination. The case concerns the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination based on gender. Yost, other attorneys general, and the U.S. Department of Justice argue that doesn't apply to gender identity or sexuality. Grant Stancliffe is with Equality Ohio, an advocacy group for the LGBTQ community here in the state, and he joins me now. Grant, how did your organization take the news?
We were very disappointed to hear that Yost had signed Ohio onto this brief. There have been many courts, including the Sixth Circuit, which sits in Ohio, sits in Cincinnati. That have found that sex covers sexual orientation and gender identity. So we saw this as a pretty negative action for Ohio to join this amicus brief.
Yost said in his statement that the case is about whether the judiciary gets to write new laws or if that should be left to elected legislators. He went on to say if the law is to be amended, Congress, not the courts, should be the one doing it. It's not inherently against the protections. I mean, should it be Congress that takes this action?
Well, you could say that about any Supreme Court case or even the power of the judiciary itself, but it underscores the importance of why we need something like the Ohio Fairness Act in Ohio to say specifically that Ohio's non-discrimination laws protect LGBTQ people from discrimination. And right now, without that, we do have to rely on these court interpretations of what these words mean. But it's well within the purview of the Supreme Court to make a decision when it comes to interpreting conflicting decisions of the lower courts.
Well, the Ohio Fairness Act that you mentioned, it's a bipartisanly sponsored bill. It's been introduced a few times at the State House as recently as this year. Are you hopeful that change is coming in that direction on a more local level?
Yeah, the Ohio Fairness Act has been introduced a few times. It has kicked around the legislature, and we haven't gotten it out of committee yet. But one thing that's important is that every day, really, more support grows for the Ohio Fairness Act. We have over 700 corporations in businesses in Ohio, like Honda, like Whirlpool, like Campbell Soup, who all operate in Ohio, who employ Ohioans, who want to see this law passed. We have chambers of commerce from every corner of the state, including the Ohio Chamber of Commerce itself, that has this on their agenda. So really, it's just a matter of time until the Ohio Fairness Act is a reality and LGBTQ people in Ohio have the same protections under the law as everybody else.
Right before he left office, former Governor Kasich signed an executive order that added gender identity into protections against discrimination for state employees specifically. Governor DeWine re-upped those when he came into office. Is Yost's amicus brief here a departure from Republican state-level office holders?
It does feel discordant. It feels out of line with the executive order that Governor DeWine signed, essentially protecting state employees who are LGBTQ from being fired simply because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity.
Grant Stancliffe, thank you so much for talking with me today.